All right, bang, bang. Today is Thursday, June 27th, Chicago Dog Walk. Guest of the day is Chief. What's going on?
What's going on? We got another big-time conspiracy theory here.
Another big-time. This one, I mean, listen, like, they're all pretty interesting. You know, some are more interesting than others, but these, I got to tell you, I felt a little dumb on this one.
This one grabbed you, I feel like, though.
This one really grabbed
me. Yeah, I walked into the office today. You're like, ooh, yeah. Fort Knox, kind of interesting.
Yeah, so we're talking about Fort Knox, the conspiracy of Fort Knox. And can I just tell you right now, I'm just going to get the dumbass in me out of the way to start the show.
Sure.
I thought Fort Knox was where they take the president when, like, shit's going down.
Okay. I mean, they might. They could. It's that secure.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like, they have all kinds of different military bases, but maybe we should start there. How fucking impenetrable Fort Knox is. So it's this place, and that kind of leads to, like, this is the, obviously, let's just talk about Fort Knox first. It's the place where allegedly all the gold in the United States is stored. It's one big, essentially a big bunker in the middle of Kentucky. So it was built in 1936, and it's basically, it's not cement. It's not anything that can get blown up. It's 16,000 cubic feet of granite, okay, and then another 4,000 cubic yards of cement. So just, it's like this just big rock structure that you just, it's impenetrable. So it's surrounded 1,000 miles in every direction by land, so it's landlocked, so you can't just have, like, pirates or some other foreign navy come in, rob it, and get the fuck out of Dodge. It is, like, the most secure place in the world. The door itself weighs 22 tons. Just the door to the vault is 22 tons. So it's you know, made of this thick material, steels. You can't drill into it. You can't blow it up. You can't do anything.
Yeah, good luck getting that down with a fucking battering ram.
Yeah, it's bomb. It's bomb proof. It's battering ram proof. It's fucking everything proof. And then it's inside like an actual military base. Fort Knox is like a legit base. So there's Apache helicopters, there's soldiers. There's literally everything there at all times. According to this website we're talking about, it's surrounded by 109,000 acres, so of military base. So it's a huge, huge place. So, like, good luck getting in there.
Can you even, like, get close to it? I wonder, because I wonder. This is something where we would have to have avid listener Captain Kanz on.
Yeah,
because he would tell us. Is this something where people are training around it, or it's like way off, like on itself, secluded?
Yeah, my understanding is that it's inside of this. It has its own name. It's called, like, the Bullion Conservatory, and they Depository. That's the word I was looking for. And it's inside of Fort Knox. So yes, there is training going on around it. Like, there's active military duties going on. They're not just, like, standing there like English guards around it waiting for people. It's like an active military base.
And it's in Kentucky, correct?
Kentucky, correct.
I was thrown off by that too. I thought this was something off the East Coast. Like,
yeah.
I know Fort Bragg is in North Carolina, right. But I just had North Carolina vibes for Fort Knox as well. I thought
Fort Knox is in the middle of nowhere, Kentucky.
I thought they had two forts over there.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. But
they might.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. For some reason, I always thought that Fort Knox, obviously, like you said, it's a fortress.
Right.
It's a legitimate fortress. And there's a reason why there's a saying. Like, you always wonder how, you know, saying or how sayings come from when shit hit the fan.
Right.
You know, that shit's locked up tighter than Fort Knox. This is it.
This is why that's where that expression comes from, because you legit cannot get in there.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was built in 1936. And this was, like, through researching this, the part that kind of was like, made me pause the first fact. It was just FDR, Roosevelt, basically was just made it illegal for private citizens to own gold. He was just like, nah, that shit's ours. Everybody turned in all their gold, and they collected all the gold and put it in Fort Knox. So that happened in the 30s. So you would think that would be like a big-time violation, federal government overreach. They just let people do whatever they want. Wartime, after the Great Depression, they just seized up all the gold, and they put it in there.
Yeah.
So that was the first... you know, that's how this place came to be with all their gold.
And so we know what it is. We know what's in there is gold. But where does the conspiracy come into play here, Chief?
So way back, we used to be on the gold standard, meaning that every dollar or every piece of currency that you had would, in theory, you could take that dollar down to a bank or whatever, and they would be able to give you that dollar's worth in gold. We might have an economics guy on to explain all this shit, but basically in 1971, Richard Nixon said, we're not doing that anymore. It took us off the gold standard. So there used to be like kind of an ongoing audit about how much gold was there. And that was kind of how you came up with the price of gold was, and the price of the dollar was often tied to, it's like $35 per ounce or something like that. And there was a fixed amount of money in the system and it was all tied back to gold. And then we moved to what's basically a trust system where it's just based upon the entire U.S. economy is how much the dollar is worth. So it's not tied to gold at all. So when we moved off of the gold standard, we stopped having the audits. The last audit that was conducted at Fort Knox was in 1974.
So soon after they switched over just from that system.
Yeah, 3 years after. Mm-hmm. So there hasn't been one since. And now the United States not only has all of our gold, but it has also been holding gold for other nations. So Germany has had gold there. England has had, you know, the British Empire has had gold there. And they loan it in. They give it back. It's like it's just a protected, secure area to keep large amounts of gold and wealth.
Holy shit. This place is so airtight and locked up that other nations are bringing their shit here?
Yeah. So
that's incredible.
There was a controversy that Germany, this is actually somewhat recently, prior to one of their last elections with Angela Merkel, I think it was in like 2012, they requested all their gold back. And the United States was like, we'll get it there. It might take us like 5 or 6 years, but yeah, we'll get it out. So then that was like the theory that the gold was missing because there was no audit. People had tried to do Freedom of Information Act requests to see how much gold was in there, and it's just like you get shut down. So there's only two departments, allegedly, who have access to know how much is actually in Fort Knox, and it's the Department of the Treasury and Department of Defense, and that's it. So it's just nobody can, the requests are denied on a matter of national security. There's all kinds of, like, you know, they just keep rebuffing people anytime someone, like, pokes their head in to try to, like, take legal action to find out what's in there.
Figure it out. So it's just, no, they're being shady from the start when, just when people bring it up. It's like one of those things like, yeah, let's talk about that later.
Right, exactly. And it's gotten to the point that there are, you know, prominent politicians who are out there, like Ron Paul. I think, you know, people think he's a little bit nuts and he might be, but he's been a viable candidate for president in the past. He's a rep from Texas. His son is the current senator from Kentucky. And Ron Paul is out there being like, hey, I think it's empty. I think it's empty. No one will ever let us know. And then he said that he was on a committee in the early 1980s. And that it was like the Gold Committee of Congress, like something you never hear about. And they asked to do an audit. Congress asked to do an audit. And they were told no by the federal government. So by the executive branch of the federal government. So it's... no one really knows what's going on there. And you'd think it would be easy. Just open up the doors and be like, yo, there's all the gold. It's like mountains of gold is right there, but they'll never let anybody do it. So it makes you suspicious that they're kind of shady about it when they weren't in the past.
Yeah, I have questions about Ron Paul. I have other questions too. But real quick, I want to talk about you. Merck's cheese. You a Merck's cheese guy?
Speaking of gold.
Yeah, Merck's cheese. They're
worth its weight in gold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, it just reminded me, a little block of gold, block of cheese. Yeah. Merck's cheese is a Midwestern favorite. It's a premium cheese brand. They made these little to-go packets. It's a little 2 ounce because usually it comes in like a bigger container.
Yep.
So I know you like to go to concerts, maybe go to Ravinia.
Yeah. Oh, I do love Ravinia. Yeah, and they let you do the whole coup de grace there.
Yes.
But sometimes, you know, you don't want to bring the whole container. You just want enough for a little bit of a cheese spread, maybe get some crackers out there, and they lay it out on a blanket. And these little packets are the ticket for that.
Yeah, and then it's like, maybe I like the port wine, maybe you like the sharp cheese. You get them in both flavors.
Yeah, those little packets are killing it for me.
Yeah, so go get some Merck's mini cheese spreads. They're made with 100% Wisconsin cheese and aged 9 months or more. Merck's cheese, a very good cheese brand that you should be eating. So back to Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Paul, I mean, so you did say that you let it off with he's a little bit of a Looney Tune, because I'm not a big politic. I don't know what to believe anymore because there's so much asinine shit out there in the world.
Yep.
But you seem like he's onto something here, even though he is a little bit odd.
I think, yes. So full disclosure, I never really like hated Ron Paul. I think he just looks and sounds crazy. So like, and I mean that literally, like he's got these beady little eyes and kind of a high pitched voice, and he talks about things that are like a little bit outside the mainstream. Maybe he's crazy like a fox. Like I just don't know. But he's on the record as an elected official who served in Congress for a long time, ran for president. His son ran for president. They're a prominent U.S. political family. He's a smart guy. He's a doctor prior to being elected to Congress. And he's just out there saying, like, yeah, I think there's sufficient evidence and that there's no gold in Fort Knox. And it's weird that they won't let us audit it or let us in to look at it. And Germany wanted their gold back, and then we told them get lost. And so I think there's concern that there's not really anything in there.
Do you know if Trump's ever said anything on this?
Not that I know of, but through researching this, there was the Treasury Secretary at the time was Steve Mnuchin, and he went to Fort Knox in 2017, in August 2017. And kind of went with other Kentucky elected officials to review it. And they're like, yeah, it's there. But they didn't really do like an actual audit. So it's still kind of shrouded in mystery a little bit. But I think they kind of went there to be like, hey, like we're doing this. But there wasn't really a big photo op. There was like some black and white pictures they have. It wasn't like a ton of gold either. They have like Mitch McConnell and Steve Mnuchin like pose for pictures in front of gold. But even like the pictures that they're showing or have on the internet have always kind of been black and white, which I think is weird. Like yeah. You'd want to have the gold out there. So they did say that they went there, but it's like, you know, they didn't say exactly what the total number was. They also said it was like a photo op session with, you know, standing in front of these gold bricks. But I feel like the people who are onto this conspiracy were like, this is not really good.
Them.
Yeah, they want to see. Like the entire vault and the entire room, not just like maybe, you know, 8 feet of gold stacked up.
They want a 360 video.
Us through there. Take us through because it's still like, they're like, yeah, like, what are we supposed to just trust Mitch McConnell now? The guy who's out there saying all kinds of stuff that has been proven to be false. So, yeah, so it's like interesting that the Trump administration were the first ones to get in there since, you know, 1974. So, but again, it doesn't really quell some of the people who are saying that it's not really all there.
But I got to ask, if we're not on the gold standard anymore, why should we care about this?
It's a good question because gold is still an asset. So it still has a relationship to the dollar because the gold itself has intrinsic value. So if that value and is, you know, because it fluctuates and it can fluctuate like volatilely. So gold is still at an all-time high. But it's kind of being kept like maybe artificially down from what it would be if there was a controversy about how much gold was actually in there. And the gold standard and the dollar, while they're not necessarily linked, gold it still impacts the price of the U.S. dollar. So if the value of gold goes up, the value of the U.S. dollar typically goes down, and it becomes cheaper in relation to other currencies. So our buying power isn't necessarily as strong when the gold price shoots up. Also, internationally, there's still 95% of the world will translate the value of gold to their local exchange rates, and in addition to doing it to the greenback, the U.S. dollar. So again, it's like, are we gonna exchange it for U.S. dollars that have always been known to be very stable, or if we're like we don't trust what this value actually is because it's really not backed up to anything because Fort Knox is empty, maybe we go and we opt for gold. And if the U.S. dollar is no longer the standard of currency exchange throughout the world, that actually impacts our economy and our power base quite a bit. So there is reason to keep like this lie going if it is a lie and there's really not that, you know, much gold in Fort Knox.
You know what? I'm going to add on to the conspiracy here.
Let's hear it.
The last decade, there's been a lot of talk, you know, a lot of little storefronts opening up with cash for gold.
Cash for gold.
There's nothing in that vault. This is the government fucking funding these little cash for golds and they're reopening. that's what's going on.
They're doing FDR all over again?
Yes, they're trying to get the gold back. That's what they're doing.
They just melt it down, throw it in there.
They're just melting it down, and then whenever they get enough gold, finally, they're just going to be, you know.
Send it back to Germany whenever they need it.
How about that? I'm going to add that into the conspiracy section on Wikipedia.
Ed, you just blew my mind.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. that makes a lot of sense. And then maybe, like, all those stores kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, that was a thing, like, right after 2008. And maybe it was because there was so much, like, maybe the people were putting claims in on their gold, all these other countries. And the United States was like, oh, fuck. We don't have any of this because the economy crashed, and now that people want that gold, we have to set up all these fake storefronts to give out cash for, like, jewelry. I don't know, Ed. That makes a lot of sense.
I'm just
that
saying.
Makes a lot of sense, Ed.
Just saying. You're right. Yeah. After the crash, it was huge.
Yeah.
And then I think we're about ready to wrap here, but I do think it's important to note that whatever's in the vault that we know of or what they're saying, it is not enough. It is not enough to cover the national debt, right?
Oh no.
Okay.
No.
That's just people, because I know that's where my brain first went, and then the first article I read was like it. Covers like a fraction of
it. It's like 3% or something, like something very
small.
It's
in the billions. There's billions. It's what, 200 something billion?
I think more than that, and it's like the weight of it like should take up that whole vault. Like I feel like it would be like ever seen Aladdin?
Yeah.
When he walks into that like lion's mouth thing and it pops out of the sand and there's just gold everywhere. I feel like that's what it has to look like.
Oh,
and that's what the pictures from 1974 kind of look like too. Mm-hmm. So it's like you walk in and it's just like, holy shit, there's so much money here.
It should be like DuckTales, Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, exactly. Taking a dive to it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that was important to note. We are in the 14 trillion range, I believe. So as you know, little bit of a difference there in the billions and the trillions.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think that's it for today, right?
That's it.
All right,
bang,
everybody.
Bang.
Yeah, we will talk to you tomorrow.